Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to speak victory. Good.
good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad you stopped by today. We have a wonderful show ordained by God today on what's holding you back. And before we start, we will pray. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for each and everything that you have blessed and bestowed upon us from the earliest in our days up until this very present moment. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for each and every person that will tune into this broadcast today. Those that may come on, dear Heavenly Father, those that may hear it in the archives, I ask you to let it be a word spoken that would help someone today on this journey. In Jesus' precious and divine will, amen and thank God. Well, today our topic is on what's holding you back. And we're going to be coming from quite a few chapters today in the Word of God. So I hope you have your paper and pencil handy. And our first topic and chapter is what's holding you back is with Ephesians 6 and 6. Not with eye servant or man pleasing, but as the servant of Christ, doing the will of God from the heavens. And, you know, as I got this topic, what's holding you back? So many of us today are letting things hold us back from doing the work of the Lord. And I'm going to ask you again today, what's holding you back from fulfilling your destiny? And, you know, of course the words have a dual meaning. First, is your seatbelt restraining you? Is that what's holding you back? Second, if you are not wearing your seatbelt, why? Why the reservation? You know, this could be a catchphrase that reveals our tenderness as human beings. We get a certain amount of satisfaction in holding back part of the price. So today, I want to know, what's holding you back? What's keeping you from going forward? And I have a guest that has come on, and let me put them in to see what's holding them back. Good morning, guest. You are now on Blog Talk.
Good morning, Reverend. This is Cliff. How are you?
How are you doing, Cliff?
I'm doing fine. I got some good news to share with you. You don't mind me sharing with you this morning?
Yes, I would like to hear what you have to say on what's holding you back.
Well, you know what? That is a good question, but since I have done some things and asked God to remove throughout my life, to me, it's probably been more fear what could have been holding me back. I have very few friends who respect me or my relationship, but I thank God for that the Bible says that he who finds a wife finds a good thing.
Yeah.
And I told myself, yes, I got married Monday afternoon, so. But there were some things that could have been bad from doing what I not needed to do, but wanted to do, because for a long time, I've had really, really bad relationships in my life.
Uh-huh.
That literally held me back from finding my blessing that God had in store for me. And now that he's given me my blessing, I'm doing the thing in the world, well, I'm sorry, I'm doing his power to keep my blessing.
Okay.
I let some people go, some old friends go, so be it.
All right.
Let my family go, so be it.
All
right. My mother's blessed her heart. She loves her like my new daughter-in-law. And my mom is just so happy for us. You know, my family just respected. I tried to get married, you know, all that. But it's all good. But
all
for those
right.
of those people who are just against me and mine, the guy has a way of dealing with them on his own time. I'm not going to let a finger on them. So what could have me back was jealousy, envy, strife, hatred, deceit.
Yeah.
Jesus, I'm about to get my preach on. But you know what? God is good.
Yes,
and
he is. Yeah.
The God of this world, the God of the universe, whatever he may control, which is all things, control me and my relationship with my lady, that we're gonna see through this.
Yeah.
You know, we may have ups and downs like everybody else, true enough, but there's no devil in hell that's going to destroy what God has put together.
All right. All right. I like that, Cliff. And on some
Thank
of my
you.
Little notes I had written down, you struck on a key point. What's holding you back from fulfilling your destiny? And I'm going to give some examples. Fear, complacent, bondage to sin, debt, disillusionment, deep wounds or hurt, bitterness, and resentment. You brought those two words up just a while ago. Poor health, no vision or purpose, repeated failure. Those are some of the things that hold you back from fulfilling your destiny. And these are symptoms of a greater problem. The greater problem being having lost our way in the process of fulfilling our destiny and purpose because of a lack of kingdom perspective. You know, let's face it, we have been promised many wonderful benefits and blessings that are part of our kingdom inheritance. In my first chapter, I go to Psalm 68 and 19. They say, blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, the God of our salvation. And then in Psalms 36 and 8, they say, they are abundantly satisfied with the fullness of your house, and you give them drink from the rivers of your pleasure. You know, those are some of the things we get, you know, missing our destiny. What's holding us from fulfilling our destiny? We have so many things we have come up with, you know, so many But, you know, Philippians 4 and 19 say, and my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We're still talking about what's holding you back from fulfilling your destiny. And 1 John 1 and 2 say, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. And that's what I ask God for you today, Cliff, that you may prosper in all things, you and your fiancé, and both of y'all be in good health. We are told in 2 Corinthians 13 and 5 to examine ourselves and see whether we are in the faith. And you know what the apostle is talking about is, are we walking the walk of faith? Or which we have been called to. And you know, as I read that, you know, in order for the faith of God to take roots in our heart in the right way, it must be founded upon the path that God has established for our lives. And caring for the will and purpose of God for our lives, our faith. Useless. It would not produce the kind of results that God has intended for us. As a result, we begin to reap of the things that our previous mentioned, like fear, bondage, delusion, wounds, bitterness, resentment, poor health, and no vision or purpose. You know, some people don't even have a vision. Some people actually don't have a purpose. And then you say, where did I go wrong? What turn did we miss? You know, as you go into your destiny, what detours did we take and not find our way back? For so many people take the wrong detour. You know, our goal is to share with you a common process we can go through. And if we are not careful, it's easy to lose our perspective and settle into a state of complacency. That's never truly entering into the destiny and calling God has for us. So, Cliff, did you want to share something else on that fulfilling your destiny and what's holding you back?
I don't know what else to say. I'm just in a grateful mode that the things that have come against me,
uh-huh.
I know I'm only being tested by God, and He wants to see how faithful how faithful I'm being to Him. I can easily give up the plow, throw in the towel, give up my faith. But you know, it's a fight, and I'm willing to fight on because
that's right.
But God, like I said, but God just given me. She's a good woman, and I'm gonna turn 40 next May, God willing.
Okay.
And it's been a long time coming, but God knows how long I waited to have a good woman in my life. Now He's given me a woman to win this past Monday. Neither one of us was nervous. Neither one of us was having second, third, or fourth, fifth off. We were giggly, of course, but that's the thing. We just could not believe the thing had finally happened. Both of us. We just stopped our first marriage. We have no kids.
Okay.
So we did the right thing. You know, wait until we got married to have kids into the picture.
Okay.
But I just see great things in store for both of us. And I just thankful that she said to me, because the last one I had, she didn't really fully accept me as being a minister.
Okay.
She was afraid that she might do some things that I thought was not right, and I would judge her. No, I'm not your God. I'm putting on pedestal. But she didn't feel like that. So when she, this right here I have, accepted me as a man who falls every now and then, every day, she was cool with that. And plus me being a minister, she was cool with that.
Uh-huh.
Because I had a pastor friend that said, we all have gaps. If you look at your fingers, do you have gaps in your fingers? But if you post them up with the other hand, those gaps are filled because we are partners for life.
Okay.
If I'm weak in the area where she's strong, let God deal with her and help me, and vice versa too.
All right.
It's a sad story in heaven when you got two weak people together.
Ah,
oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Woo,
all
Jesus.
Right. The point now in your life, from talking with you, that you knew what was holding you back, and now God have you on the right track, headed for your destiny.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and no, the process began with salvation experience from a God who is rich in mercy, and you'll find that in Psalm, you know, and in Ephesians 2:4-6 say, but God who is rich in mercy, because of His great love, which He loved us, even when we was dead in trespass, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved and raised up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So, you know, you're on your way to fulfilling your destiny. She felt she couldn't be a part of you by you being a minister. But here God's holding, He had to get her to say, what's holding you back? And she had to realize it was herself that was holding her back. It wasn't God. She was holding her own self back. You was holding your own self back. So when y'all came together, God brought y'all together as one to fulfill your destiny in the calling that He has for your life. He's filled us with faith, hope, love, while daily loading us with benefits. And we begin to walk in great joy, with great enthusiasm and zeal. You know, you begin to walk in repentance, putting off our old ways. You just were saying that, while embracing the new mature and the new nature God has given to you in her. We have a new sense of invisibility. And you know, that is wonderful. We have now reached a new plateau in life, which you and her have. We are feeling strong and good about ourselves. And that's what you were just telling me. You are beginning to become the conqueror that Christ said that you would be. And this is great. So, you know, why isn't everybody else around us experiencing this? And it's hard to understand because we are you know, tasting of God's goodness. You know, you're going to have trials and tribulation. They're going to begin to come. Satan began to step up his attack that you are going to your destiny. You can't let nothing hold you back. You got to continue on leaning and depending on God. No matter what you're going through, what your circumstance, you got to know that you're headed to your destiny. You're not letting anything, not the enemy or anybody, hold you back. And that is a good thing. And to speak of trials and tribulations coming upon the person who has no depth, they didn't take the time to saturate themselves in God's word. So they begin to get somber, you know, and offensive. And as a result, they begin to get driven off course. But God had turned them on. So God is keeping you locked in where you should be at this time. I am glad you came on today. That way we was able to share today with what I had prepared that has helped me and help you with somebody else listening today to know that they can go on, to know what's holding them back. And once they fix and get it straight with God, what's holding them back, they can go on and march on to the destiny that God has for them. In Acts 14 and 22, it says, strengthen the soul of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith and saying, we must, through many tribulations, enter the kingdom of God. You'll find that in Acts, the 14th chapter and the 22nd verse. You know, at this point, you are still alive and breathing, but you have suffered. And you are beginning to wonder if it is really worth the effort to go on. The motivation to go on is quickly beginning to fade away. It may also be that you've been through this process and you are gradually getting beat down, or maybe it was a major crisis. But for whatever reason, you've reached this plateau, severely wounded, and you really don't care anymore whether you fulfill your destiny or not. There's some people listening in today don't really care. They want to give up on their destiny, on their dream that God has given them. I want to tell you today, don't give up on your dream. Don't let anything hold you back from what God have called you to do. Move forward. Be like that soldier. Just keep walking, keep stepping in the newness of life. Read the word of God. Get an understanding where God is taking you, what he wants you to do. And, you know, you will be able to reach that destiny he has for you. And, you know, sometimes you're going to have major decisions. And I went to Hebrews 10, 31 through 39. And here they were saying, therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. And that's what you did today, thus far, Cliff. You have done the will of God, and you have received the promise that he has for you. He has given you the promise that he has for you. And in Hebrews 10 and 38 say, now the just shall live by faith. But if anyone draw back, my soul has no pleasure in it. We're still talking about fulfilling your destiny and what's holding you back from your destiny. You know, we can take time out to wait on God and get restored and refreshed. Or we can begin to walk in the flesh. And you don't want to walk in the flesh today. You want to be restored and refreshed. You know, in Isaiah 40 and 31 say, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And I went over to Galatians 2:2-3. It says, this only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish, having fulfilled your destiny? What's holding you back? Begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? I'm still in Hebrew. But I went to Hebrews 12:12-15. It said, therefore, strengthen the hand which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight path for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but result rather by healing. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord, looking carefully lest anyone fall short of the glory and of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up, cause trouble, and by this many come, become defiled. You know, we go right back to what's holding you back. Some of the things holding some of the saints back today is fear, complacent, bondage to sin, debt. You know, a lot of people let debt hold them back. Everybody today have went through some kind of situation in debt. But if you go to God, he has everything. He is your heavenly Father. All you have to do today is write a check. Show the faithfulness of God. He will bring you out of that debt that you're in. Disillusionment, God would bring you out of that today. Deep wounds or hurt, all of us been hurt in this life. We all have deep wounds that we have went through. But God is still able. He letting you know that don't let that hold you back. Bitterness. The young man spoke about bitterness earlier and resentment. You can go to God and move that bitterness. Remove that resentment. Poor health. Start getting yourself together, physically fit. Reading the word, getting your exercise. Don't let that hold you back, your weight. Or poor health. You can't do this because you have this, and you can't go here because you got that. Don't let that hold you back. No vision. Ask God. He will give you the vision that he wants you to have today. He don't want you to hold back because you're not understanding the vision. He will make it plain. He said in Habakkuk, write the vision. Make it plain. He wants you to write it down. Look at it. Study it. Pray on it. Start doing the things you know you can do in that vision. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. And your purpose, he tell you what your purpose is. He lets you know daily what your purpose is. Walk in your purpose. Walk in the vision. Don't repeat failure. Because it didn't work this time, that means God got something else in store. Read the word. He'll let you know what it is that he wants you to do. You know, in the all of the symptoms I mentioned earlier, they can begin to become permanent manifestation in your life because you have gotten off the path that lead to fulfill your destiny in God. Don't let those things that I just mentioned keep you back, hold you back, keep you back, whatever way you want to put it today. You don't want to be held back. You want to go forward with the things of God, what he have given you. You know, the right response calls for action. You know, we must lift up the hands that hang down and make straight path to and for our feet. And how do we do this? I'm glad you asked. We must learn how to wait on the Lord by building a more intimate relationship with him. Don't you know we need to wait on God for the vision? Wait on God and he gave us the purpose of that vision. And by building a more intimate relationship with God. You know, in Psalms 27 and 14, it says, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. The word, not overseer say it, but the word say, wait, I say, on the Lord. That means you have to wait on God, not the people. Wait on God. And I turned over to Philippians 2, 12 and 13. We're still talking about what's holding you back for fulfilling your destiny. And you know, in Philippians 2, 12 through 13 say, therefore, my beloved, as you have already obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. You know, he wants you to humble yourself and call out to God. You know, when we start humbling ourselves before God, crying out to God, he can't help but bless you. He can't help but fulfill and keep you to your destiny. He will not hold you back from anything. You know, 1 Peter 5 and 6 say, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hands of God, that he may exalt you in due time. That's letting you know God going to exalt you. You ain't got to worry about man. God will exalt you. Man will let you down, but God will exalt you to where you need to be. Allow God today to breathe his purpose and destiny into your life with a fresh kingdom perspective. See your life as he see it. You know, once you see your life as God see it, you know, what is the higher calling for your life? Do you know today? What is the destiny God has for your life? As you begin to see it come into focus, you need to be single-minded in your approach to God. And as I went to Psalms 27, 4 through 6, one thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple, not our temple, his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifice of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yea, I will sing praise to the Lord. You know, be single-minded in your approach to God. Read that Psalms 27, 4 and 6, and I know it will really help you. You know, you must press into the kingdom with fervency and zeal. You know, I went to Luke 16:16, and it said, the law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God has been preached, and everyone is pressing into it. And that's what we have to do. We have to press in to God and to the kingdom with zeal. And Matthew 11 and 12 say, and from the day of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violence take it by force. My. You know, Philippians 3:12-14 say, now that I have already obtained or am already perfected through God, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Jesus Christ also laid hold of me. That means you got to press on. You can't give up. You got to press on. You can't let nothing hold you back from your destiny. You need to press on. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended. But one thing I do, you got to forget those things which are behind you. You got to start forgetting those things. And you have to start reaching forward to those things which are ahead of you in your destiny. You can't let those things hold you back that you had 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, a couple of months ago. God, this is a new day, a new season. God is doing new things in your life. You have to reach forward to those things which are ahead. Press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. It's telling you to press forward. What's holding you back? You want to hold, you know, keep your eyes on the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. You don't want to go back to yesterday. Yesterday is past and gone. You know, growing strong now and now understanding how Romans 5 works. I went to Romans 5, 1 through 4, and it say, therefore, having been justified by faith, you have to have that faith. You have to have that faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have accepted by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, we must also glory in tribulation. I know you say, well, how can you glory in tribulation? The word of God said we can do it. Knowing that tribulation produces perseverance. And perseverance, character, and character, hope. You see what you have for you not to give up? What's holding you back? You don't want different things to hold you back. Here it's telling you, you got character, you got perseverance, and you got hope that will keep you going all the way through. And Romans 8, 35 and 37 say, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Now you see what Romans say, who shall separate us? We can't let nothing hold us back. We can't let nothing separate us from the love of Christ. Yet in these things, we are more than conquerors. That means we are conquerors through him who loved us. You know, and as I was going through this, what's holding you back? You know, I was thinking about Paul. Here, Felix seemed to be interested in the gospel and accepted Paul's work as long as they did not call for a change of heart. His wife, Drusilla, was a Jewish, but she was living in adultery. She wanted to be informed, but not reformed. What hell? Them back. Now here it's saying that she wanted to be informed, but not reformed. You know, that's what's going on to the day. A lot of people want to be informed of what's going on, but not reformed from what they need to leave behind. And when you think about that, my, 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 You know, Paul spoke to them about righteousness, temperance, on judgment to come. He attempted to convince Felix of errors in which he was guilty. What was Philip's response? My. He trembled. The prospect of committing judgment, of coming judgment, caused his conviction here to trouble. But that was not enough. What was holding him back? This is in the scripture. And I say to you today that's listening, perhaps you find yourself under conviction today on what's holding you back. It may not be none of these things that I say to you this morning on fear that hold you back, on bitterness, on resentment that's holding you back. When you think about these things, wounds, all of us have been wounded in this life. Hurt, we all have been hurt. Sometime or another, some phrase of our life of bad health. But that's not a reason to hold yourself back. You don't want to keep yourself held back. You want to see what the end going to be. That means you got to keep going forward. You know, strained relationships are not God's will. Bitterness and unforgiveness take us down the wrong road. We don't want to go down the wrong road for unforgiveness. We want to forgive. What's holding you back from confessing it today? Each and every one of you all that has been held back from something that you need, know that's been holding you back, it's time to get rid of it. It's time to let it go. It's time to let it go. We have a caller that have just come on. Caller, you are now on the air. You want to talk a little bit today on what
God
holds
you
back?
Woman of God.
Good morning, man of God. How are you doing today?
I'm very well. How are you?
I am blessed, and I am so glad, Pastor Amica, you come on, because I know you got a lot to say. What's holding you back?
Yeah, first, let me say Merry Christmas, Merry Jesus
yes,
to
yes.
everyone and all the listeners. We celebrate Jesus is the reason for the season.
That's
who
right.
I celebrate. That's who we're celebrating.
Yeah.
Jesse Jackson has a saying, says, don't let your past determine your future.
All right.
And a lot of times, like you said, because of our past, and we're holding on to the things of our past, we can't move forward.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling somebody the other day, I'm going to buy a brand new car, and it's not going to have reverse or rearview mirror, because I don't want to know nothing. I don't need to know where I've come from. All I need to see is where I'm going. And so
all
I
right.
don't need to go back. I want
all
to
right.
go forward. And the back window, we don't even need that because I'm not looking back. I'm looking forward. My eyes are fixed on the things before. We press toward, not
yeah.
stay behind. But the Lord, as you're saying, and that's such a very good message for this season, not because it's Christmas, but because we're coming into another dimension. And
yeah.
and the things that God has planned, and He says, I know the thoughts that I have towards you, plans, and the things I have planned for you in the future. But a lot of times, God says, I can't take you because, you, like you said, you got things that are holding you back. Number
yeah.
one thing that will hold everybody and anybody back is unforgiveness.
All right. That's right.
Jesus said, if you don't forgive, then you can't be forgiven.
That's
so,
right.
So, you know. If I don't forgive my brother who I see every day, then God can't forgive me, you know, that we've never seen before. And
that's
so,
right.
so, you know, it's imperative that we let go. Yeah, I know they hurt you. I know they wanted you. I'm dealing with some stuff now with some so-called friends. But but I can't stay there, and I can't, you know, like my wife said last night, you know, just suck it up and keep on going. And that's
all
what
right.
we got to do. We just, you know, just suck it up. And, hey, yeah, well, you got me. All right. Okay. You know, it's all right. You didn't kill me. You know, you didn't destroy me. But I'm still moving forward. And we're not going to stay there and you know, just stay there and wallow in self-pity.
That's
oh,
right.
they did this to me, and the church did this to me, and the ministry did this to me, and my friend did this. No, you don't sit there and wondering that. God says, I'm doing this to make you your character, to build you, your integrity, and to make us better men and women so that we can minister more effective.
Yeah.
Hurt people can't minister to hurt people.
That's right.
Hurt people will do nothing but hurt other people.
That's right.
We got to get healed so that healed people can minister to hurt people because we heal. And so I can minister to you out of my healing and minister healing to you that you can move on. Thank you, sis. God bless.
God bless you, too. You and your wife have a wonderful holiday. You know, I just thank God for you coming on sharing with that because I was telling them unforgiveness will hold you back.
Mm-hmm.
Hurts and wounds, and like you say, you could have been hurt last night. You could have took it back the wrong way, but you see, you got a higher calling. You see the prize, and you marching on because you don't want that to hold you back from what God has for you. You know your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Know the vision God has for you. So you want to attain that. You know, and, you know, I asked them today, what's holding you back from confessing it? Like you say, confess that. If you have unforgiveness, confess it. Tell God. Tell the ones you have for.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want, you know, bitterness and unforgiveness to take us down the wrong road. You know, what's holding you back from confessing it today? And ask yourself, is there anything in my life that I am reserving or holding back for myself? Is there anything that I am not willing to part with for the cause of Christ?
Mm-hmm.
You know, God would give grace to all those who are willing to surrender everything to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And that's, you know, today, I'm hoping everyone that listened to this program today will get something out of it. What's holding you back? Examine yourself to see what's holding you back for being blessed from God. What's holding your prayers up? What's holding you back, period, from getting the things God has ordained and purposed for you? It's something that's holding you back. You know, whether it's debt, whether it's sin, bondage. Go ahead, Pastor Steve.
I heard a preacher say yesterday, he said the devil is not after your anointing. He's after your assignment. And that's what he's trying to make you abort, our assignment. So that's why he throws darts and arrows and what have you. If I can make you turn back now, then your assignment, those that the God has ordained for you to minister to, then if you say, well, I ain't going no further, I'm not going to do no more, then you have aborted your assignment, and the devil says, well, okay, we got her, got him, because you have aborted your assignment, and this is what is being done. When we hold on to unforgiveness and we hold on to, like you said, all these other things that come up, he said, she said, and they don't like me and all this stuff. When you hold on to that, then you holding up your assignment, and the devil is sitting on the side. We gotta. Because she's not going to do her assignment. So all the people that God would have you to minister to will never be a minister to because you have aborted. He said, before you were in your mother's womb, I knew you. I called you. I ordained you. I put a purpose. I gave you an assignment in life, and now you're gonna let the devil make you abort your assignment and just say, well, I'm not gonna go any further. I'm not gonna deal with this. I'm not gonna do this no more. And we understand. We're giving the devil the victory instead of God getting the victory out of our lives.
That is so true. That is so true. You know, and as I went over to Romans, the 5th chapter, the 1 through 3, I'm going to read those 3 verses. So, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, but by whom also we have access by faith unto the grace wherein we stand and receive and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not the sin, but we glory in tribulation, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience. And you know, it, you know, down here, you know, I now understand how Romans 5:1-3 works. You know, the major decisions, time to wait on God and get restored. Or you can begin to walk in the flesh. It's up to you. You know, Hebrews 12:12-15 say, help, I'm being attacked. I'm going to have trials and tribulation. You know, but you got to be, continue on going strong. And when you start going strong, now you're going to say, hallelujah, I accept God's ways and submit. Then you're going to think about the challenge in Hebrews 10:31-9. And you're going to say, I made it, but I'm disillusioned. Is it really worth it? Fear, loss of vision and purpose appear. I don't have the motivation to go on. I lost my first love. That means a lot of them have lost their first love, which is Jesus. They lost vision, the purpose that God has given them. They don't have the motivation no more. You know, we cross Christians like that. They have a challenge, and they have lost their zeal.
That's it.
And, you know, you got to be like invisible. You got to say, I'm doing good. First love is going strong. I'm now walking in repentance. He fills me with faith, hope, love, and wisdom. God, who is rich in mercy, save me. When you get down to the very end of it, when you say, I'm going strong now, I'm going to sing hallelujah. Though I'm being attacked with trials and tribulation, that's just a challenge. I'm in it, invisible, but I know I'm knowing good. First love is going strong. I know God is taking me to a higher plateau. I'm not going to look at what I did yesterday, last week, last year. That's past and gone. I want, just like you were saying, Pastor Steve, you know, by going get a new car, you know, we look through our rearview mirror. We looked up at the top when we driving. We steady, if you realize it, we steady looking back. We can continue to look to the front. Don't worry what's behind you. Look what's going, where you going in front. You don't want to hear something in front because you're looking back so much. Ain't nothing just like, you know, Lot's wife. The Lord told him, go leave the city. Don't look back. But she make like she loved the city so much. She didn't want to go on with her family. So when she looked back, what happened? She turned to a pillar of salt. That's just the way we as children of God is. Don't look back. Keep going. You wonder what's holding you back. What's holding you back is your past. That's what makes you keep going back. But you don't want to keep going back because there was nothing back there before. So you want to keep going forward. Go ahead, Pastor Steve. I know you got something else to say.
These light afflictions are not to be compared to the future weight of glory. And as you were saying just now, I've never seen so many wimpy Christians, supposedly Christians, can't take nothing, can't go through nothing. Nobody, the old song says, nobody said that the road would be easy. They're not telling you that, you know, there's a battle. It's a battle. It's a press. It's a battle when when I used to live in New York, and that wind would come through them skyscrapers, and you trying to walk forward, and that wind blowing you back. I mean, it's oppressive. You would really have to, you know, buckle down and face the opposition and press your way to your destination. And that's what we're doing now. We have to press our way. God didn't say, I'm going to make it easy for you. But if you get there, the prize, the glory, the future weight of glory, the place that God will put you and elevate you to because you pressed. And people are not determined. Okay. When you was in the world, you was determined. You showed more determination. I'm going to get that woman. I'm going to get that man. Oh, he's going to be mine. Oh, she going to be mine. I'm going to get that. Watch me. I'm going to get this. But now you're on the Lord's side. Any good thing, I'm going to give up. I can't go on. Come on. Show that same aptitude about the things of God that you show. That's why God chose you. But few are chosen. Because when you was in the world, you were bulldog fight. I'm going to get it. It's mine. And now you're on the Lord's side. I don't know. And, you know, you can wimp it out.
That's right.
Stand strong. Stand strong in the liberty where God has made you free. You know, stand strong. Stand strong. Finally, my brother.
Yes.
Be strong in the Lord.
In the
Finally,
Lord.
Finally, after all this has been done, I'm encouraging you to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Stephen Amaka can't do it. Sadie Elliott can't do it. Pastor Varens can't do it. Tabitha Varens and all these other men and women of God, we can't do it on our own. How do we make it? We make it because the Lord is there, and He gives us strength. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me.
Yes, yes, yes. That is so true, Pastor Steve. I hope today somebody got something out of the message today on what's holding you back. Start examining your life. Examine yourself. You don't want to be in 2011 coming in. You don't want to be back still in 2010 or 2009. You want to go forward. You don't want the things of your past to hold you back. You got to treat those things in the world like a loose garment. You got to start just getting out of that stuff. Start turning it down. Start peeling the pages back. Start closing the book on chapters. Start throwing away stuff. Start getting rid of phone number. Stop calling people. You know that they're not going with you. God ain't got them going along with you. You got to say, wait a minute. The time is up for this here. Let me close the book, the chapter on this here. Let me reroute myself because God trying to take me this way, but I keep wanting to go back down the left side when He's taking me down the right side. So today I hope each and every one that listened to this program today will be blessed on what's holding you back. Check yourself and see what is really holding you back from doing what God have called you to do. The vision give you, the purpose He give you. Check your own self. You ain't got to go for it. Just be right where you are, whether you're in your office, you on your job, you at home, you in the front yard, wherever you may be, and you wonder why you're not going forward. Check yourself. Check and see some of those things that I mentioned. And it may be something that I didn't even mention today that God would drop in your spirit to let you know that is what's holding you back. So today I am so glad, Pastor Steve, that you came on today. And send me your address through my email on Blog Talk, Pastor Steve. I want to send you something.
Yes, ma'am.
And I want everyone from the sound of my voice today to have a merry, merry Jesus, because it's Jesus Christ that we're celebrating. A merry, merry Christmas and a very, very prosper and a happy, happy holiday, because God is the reason for the season. We could do nothing without Him. Nothing without Him. You have something else you want to say, Pastor Steve?
No, ma'am. I'm fine.
We on 10.
Thank you.
Okay, then. I am so happy that you came in on the show today, and I want you to have a blessed, blessed holiday.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Bye-bye.
God bless.
God bless you.